The old adage in real estate is location, location, and location. But what about a name? White Settlement is a name that to some made sense back in the 1850s when white settlers arrived in a region of northern Texas populated by American Indians. It made sense to residents in 1941 when the city was incorporated near Fort Worth. But does it work in 2005? That's the question voters will answer tomorrow. On the ballot is a proposal to rename the city West Settlement. James Utz is the mayor of White Settlement and one of those who proposed the change. He first moved to the town in Texas as a newlywed back in 1968.
I really didn't give the name any thought whatsoever and really haven't over the years until becoming mayor and began to have to try to recruit businesses for the community. And when I realized that there are many businesses and developers and real estate brokers who seem to have a reluctance and caution, if you will, about the name.
There are people who are quite passionate about this on the other side of the issue. They believe that the town should hold on to this name. What argument do they make?
The arguments I've heard are that we don't have anything to be ashamed of. You shouldn't be inferring that we're racist. You're stealing our heritage. You're stealing our history. My response to that is that no one, certainly on the city council, has inferred that the community of White Settlement has racist leanings. I don't think you can steal someone's history or their heritage. What we are proposing to them is that we hold on to the past, but we look to the future. And truly, that's what this is about. What is going to help our city be strong, economically viable, and relevant 30, 40, 50 years from now when we're dead and gone.
You know, when you enter a city or a township, often you encounter a sign at the city border that says, welcome to, you know, place the name of the town here. How do you imagine that people feel when they see that sign that says, welcome to White Settlement?
I do know that some out-of-towners, and quite frankly, people I have run into have asked me that question, you know, where'd y'all get your name? Was it somebody named Colonel White or something like that? They're naturally inquisitive about what it's all about.
Mayor, I imagine that you've been out trying to talk to your constituents about this. What are they saying?
The constituents that I've talked to begin to acknowledge the reasons why we put it on the ballot, but they continue to say, even with that, we're not going to change the name of our town.
Now, there's a lot of diversity throughout Texas. I don't know what the racial makeup is of White Settlement, but I'm wondering if non-white residents take a particular issue with this name.
Well, I have never had a minority approach me about the name. The city of White Settlement is about 85% white, so it's overwhelmingly white. The bigger minority in White Settlement is Hispanic. Black, I would say, is about 4%, and then the rest would be American Indian or Asian.
Has the city or has anyone else done any polling on this? What do you expect tomorrow?
I suspect the initiative will fail. If nothing else, I hope that as we go forth with other initiatives that are mixed-use zoning and upgrading our infrastructure, that the community will get behind those things to help us recruit business.
Mayor Utz, thanks so much for talking to us.
You're welcome.
James Utz is the mayor of White Settlement, Texas. Voters there will go to the polls tomorrow to determine if the city will get a new name, West Settlement.